morning.
早安。
Shalom.
平安。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we come before you with thanksgiving.
亲爱的天父，我们存感恩的心来到你面前。
Thank you for sending Jesus.
感谢你赐下耶稣基督。
And through his sacrifice.
借着他的牺牲。
We can become your children.
今天我们能够成为你的儿女。
We also want to say thank you for the grace, not only for salvation, but also for your grace in our daily lives.
主，我们要感谢你，不只为我们的救恩这样的恩典感谢你，也为每天赐下的恩典感谢你。
We pray for each of us here today.
我们为今天在这里的每一个人祷告。
We may come before you with happy, or we may come before you with heavy hearts.
我们来到你面前的人，可能带着喜乐的心，也可能带着心里的重担。
May your grace shine upon us today.
愿你的恩典照亮在我们身上。
I pray for myself. I also pray for Finland, that you will use us to deliver your word today.
我为我自己也为芬兰祷告，求你使用我们来传讲你的话语。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。阿门。
In line with the church theme, I'm going to look at the topic, Make Disciples.
根据我们教会的主题，我们今天的题目是得门徒。
The sermon we are going to look at today basically answers three questions.
我们今天的信息基本上是要谈论三个问题。
The first question we are going to answer is, why do we make disciples?
第一个问题就是为什么我们要得门徒。
The second question I'm going to answer is,How do we make disciples?
第二个问题是我们如何得门徒。
The first question we are going to answer is, how do we make disciples? How can we make disciples?
第三个问题是我们如何能够来得门徒。
I think for us to understand the passage, we have to look at the scriptural background.
要了解今天的信息，我们就必须要来看圣经的历史背景。
It's very clear that Matthew presents Jesus as a supreme king.
很清楚的，马太是以耶稣是至高的王来展示他。
The passage that we are looking at today, Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20, concludes the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我们要看的经文，马太二十八章十六节到二十节，总结了马太福音。
I like.Title that one preacher gave to this passage.
我很喜欢一位牧者给这段经文的一个题目。
A topic that I never heard before.
这是一个我以前从来没有听过的一个题目。
He called this passage the Great Conclusion.
他称这段经文叫大总结。
Indeed, this passage is a climactic finish of the gospel related to Jesus' post-resurrection appearances.
的确，这段经文对耶稣复活之后的描述是一个。最精彩的一个结束。
If you study the book of Matthew in detail,
如果你很仔细的来研读马太福音
，It's very clear this passage bring up the many themes that Matthew bring up throughout the whole book.
很清楚了，在这本书里面啊，在这段经文里面，马太就提到好几个主题，这个主题是贯穿整本书。
And I will bring up these themes as I preach along the way.
今天在讲道的过程当中，我会把这些主题一一的提出来。
Of course, the topic that people like to label this passage is Great Commission.
当然，一般人喜欢用这样一个题目来说这段经文，就是大使命。
But surprisingly, when you look at this passage, the word commission never appears in the passage.
但是令人惊奇的是，当你看这段经文的时候，你没有看到使命这样的字。
For us to understand this passage,
让我们来了解这段经文的时候
，we have to know what is the main action word.In this passage,
我们要知道在这段经文里面最主要的动词行动是什么。
Amazingly, the main verb is not go. The main verb is make disciples.
令人惊奇的是，这里的最主要的字不是去，而是得门徒。
In the act, in the Great Commission, verse 19 to 20, there's only one active verb.
从这章里面第九节到二十节，一个主要的动词。
The verb is make disciples.
这个动词就是得门徒。
There are three other verbs.
还有其他三个字眼。
Go.
去。
Baptize.
受洗
teach
教导
in the original language they are all participles
在原来的语言里面这三个都是分词
to give you a very simple Greek grammar class okay
我要教你们一些简单的希腊文法
the participles are to explain the action in the main word
分在希腊文里面分词是用来解释强调动词
So it's very important for us to really know the relationship between these four verbs.
所以来了解这四个字之间的关系是很重要的。
And it's not coincident that there are also one key word in studying this passage.
有一个主要的字眼发生在这段经文里面，并不是偶发的。
In the original language, the word all appears four times.
在原来的希腊文里面，所有这个字出现了四次。
NIV point out three of them.
新国际版英文翻译版用了三个
The first one, all authority
第一个是所有的权柄
The second, all nations
第二个是所有的国家万国
The third one, all I have commanded you
第四个是凡我所吩咐你的
Where is the fourth one?
第四个在哪里呢
Well, it has not translated
并没有被翻译出来
It's the word always
那就是常常这个字
In the original language, you translate directly, it appears as all the days.
在原来的语言里面，它是讲到说所有的日子，每一日。
So to study this passage, these four verbs and these four alls are very crucial in understanding.
所以我们在读这段经文的时候，这四个所有是很重要的字。
And the first question I'm going to answer today.
第一个问题我要来谈论的。
Why do we make disciples?
为什么我们要得门徒?
And we're so clear from the passage that Jesus proclaimed his power in his command.
在这个经文里面很清楚看到主耶稣在命令中宣告他的主权。
And he said, Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said,All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore,
这里提到十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑。
So when you study the passage, the reason why we make disciples is because it's the order from Jesus.
我们今天看这些经文，我们之所以要去得门徒，是因为这是从耶稣来的命令。
He sent an order by proclaiming his power.
他借着宣告他的主权来展示这个命令。
And this meeting is prearranged.
耶稣跟门徒这次的聚会是事先就安排好的。
At least three times.
至少有三次。
Chapter 26, verse 32.
在二十六章。32,
and chapter 28,
28章
verses 7 and 10,
第七跟第十节
Jesus three times mentioned for the disciples to go to the place that he had directed them.
耶稣有三次告诉他的门徒要去一个地方
So I can say the make disciples command is not accidentally delivered, but it's deliberately planned by the Lord Jesus.
所以我可以说耶稣跟这个得门徒这个命令呢，并不是偶发的一个指令，乃是一个很慎重的一个计划。
For the first time, Matthew addressed the disciples as the 11 instead of the 12.
在这里，马太第一次提到耶稣的门徒十一个门徒，而不是十二个门徒。
The answer was in chapter 27, verse 5.
那个原因是在二十七节的第五节，二十七章的第五节。
Judas betrayed Jesus. At the end, he regretted he hanged himself.
因为犹大背叛了耶稣，然后之后他后悔了，就上吊。
We also know that the order is prearranged. We know that the order was prearranged.
我们知道这个顺序也是事先被安排好的。
And Jesus proclaimed the order on a very special location.
耶稣宣告这样的一个顺序，在一个很特别的地方。
It's one of the main themes.In the book of Matthew, and that's the mountain.
这也是马太福音中的一个主题，那就是山上。
If you remember, Jesus was tempted in three main areas.
如果你记得的话，耶稣 讲到三个主要的地方。
Three main areas he was tempted.
耶稣在三个方面被试探。
The order of his temptation was not the same in other book.
他被试探的那个顺序不是在每本福音书在记载的时候不是都一样的。
But it was very purposeful that at the climax of the temptation. The climax of the temptation.
这个试探的最高潮。
Took place on a mountain.
发生在山上。
The devil said, "If you bow down and worship me, I will give you all the nations."
撒旦对他讲说，你如果向我跪拜，我就把万国都赐给你。
And it was on the mountain he gave the sermon on the mount.
也是在山上，耶稣讲了八福。
Also, mountain was a place of revelation.
在山上也是耶稣启示the一个地方。
It was on the Mount of Olives he told about the end of the world and his coming.
在橄榄山上，耶稣向门徒教导了末世的情况。
And on one occasion, Jesus went through his transfiguration.
也在那个地方，耶稣变相。
It took place where? On a mountain.
它也是发生在山上。
So you won't understand the book of Matthew. Every time you see the mountain, highlight it.
所以你读马太福音的时候，每次你看到山上就划线。
It's a place of for teaching.
因为那是一个教导的地方。
It's a place of revelation.
那是一个启示的地方。
It's a place of authority.
那是一个有权柄的地方。
Jesus proclaimed his power on the mountain.
耶稣在山上宣告他的主权。
When I read this passage, I found it very interesting.
当我读这段经文的时候，发现一个很有趣的地方。
If you're Jesus, where do you proclaim the make disciples command?
如果你是耶稣的话，你会在哪里来宣告要得门徒这样的命令呢？
Of course, Jerusalem, right?
当然是在耶路撒冷。
It's the focus of everything.
那是一个什么地方都聚，什么事情都聚焦聚的地方。
But amazingly, where did Jesus proclaim his order?
但很奇妙的是，耶稣在哪里来宣告这样的一个命令呢？
Where?
在哪里呢？
In Galilee.
在加利利。
Not only because that was a place where he first started his ministry.
不止那个地方是他开始侍奉的一个地方。
In chapter 4, verse 15,
在第四章十五节
，Jesus has a very interesting description about Galilee.
耶稣很特别的来形容加利利这个地方。
He called Galilee Galilee of the Gentiles.
他称加利利为外邦的加利利。
So it's so appropriate that not only because it started his ministry there, but because it's meaningful when he proclaimed reaching out to the Gentiles, he went to Galilee.Of the Gentiles.
因此当耶稣在加利利宣告这样的一个命令，不只是这个是他刚开始有发展事工的地方，也是这个地方是一个外邦，可以向外邦宣告这样的一个主权的地方。
It was in this prearranged meeting.
这是一个事先就安排的一个聚集。
It was on a mountain.
这是在山上。
It was in Galilee.
这是在加利利的山上。
And he proclaimed he has given all authority.
耶稣在这里宣告所有的权柄都赐给他。
In heaven and on earth.
天上和地下。
So people said it very right. It's not a great suggestion. It's great commission.
因此有人很确切地说，这个不是一个大建议，这是一个大使命。
It's an order that each of us has to follow.
这是一个主给我们每一个人都要来遵行的命令。
If you want to learn to be a disciple in HOCL, you have to go follow this order and make disciples.
如果你在主爱之家想要来学习的门徒，你就必须要遵守这样的一个命令。
What does it mean for today?
今天的意义是什么呢？
The first one I can say, are you within calling distance?
第一个我要说的是，你在这个呼召的距离内呢？
At a very special meeting.At a very special meeting,
在一个很特别的聚会里面
a brother told the speaker,
有一个弟兄跟讲员说
I never felt my compelling call to give my life for missionary service and to preach the gospel.
我从来都没有这样很迫切的感动要献上我的生命去做宣教的事工。
The speaker's reply was short but right on the point.
讲员呢很确定的在一个要点上面来回答他。
Are you within the calling distance?
你在这个被呼召的距离内呢？距离内吗
if God really call you, are you ready to answer?
如果神呼召了你，你已经准备好要回应了吗
？In my ministry as a pastor,
在我当牧师的侍奉当中
，I can say this.
我可以这样说
：The vitality of a church may be measured by her interest in carrying out the make disciples command.
一个教会的生命力可以用它是不是热心于 的门徒来测量，用这个来衡量。
Let's not give excuses.
让我们不要有任何的借口。
I'm a new Christian.
我是一个初信者。
Some people say I'm a lousy Christian.
有人说我是一个很差劲的基督徒。
I'm too busy.
我太忙了。
I do not know how.
我不知道怎么做。
I've forgotten to bring the four spiritual laws.
我忘记了带着属灵四定律。
My friends will laugh at me.
我的朋友会笑我。
Those what I call excuses.
这些都是我所谓的借口。
The Lord has already given us the order for over 2,000 years.
神已经给我们这样子的一个命令，在2000年以前。
Do what? To do
做什么呢
？Make disciples.
得门徒。
Why?
为什么
？Because it is His order.
因为这是神的命令。
This order comes with His resurrection power.
这个命令是从一个很特别的权柄来的。
Let me tell you a story about Jesus turned wine into furniture.
让我告诉你一个故事，讲到耶稣把酒变成家具。
Somebody meet a lot of non-Christians who are drunken in Vancouver.
有人在温哥华认识一些酒鬼。
And then the drunkard asked this brother, "I know that Jesus can turn water into wine."
有人问这个酒鬼说：“我知道耶稣可以把酒变成，把水变成酒。”
If you can ask for Jesus to turn my water into wine, I will believe him.
如果你可以叫耶稣把酒水变成酒，那我就跟着你去信耶稣。
That brother replied, "I don't know whether Jesus will turn water into wine at this moment."
那个弟兄回答说：“我不知道耶稣会不会在这个时候把水变成酒。”
But one time I was a drunkard like you.
但我曾经也是像你一样是个酒鬼。
I lost all my money.
我倾家荡产。
I lost my job.
我没有了工作。
But after I became a Christian,
但是我成为基督徒之后
I stopped drinking.
我就戒酒了。
I found a job.
我找到工作了。
I used the money I saved to buy furnitures.
我用我所存的钱我买了家具。
And that's the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus, right?
这是从神来奇妙的能力，复活的能力。
He can turn wine into what?
他可以把酒变成什么呢
？He can turn wine into furniture.
他可以把酒变成家具。
So it's not just authority and order, but it also is a power to enable us.
所以不只是神的权柄，还有神的能力可以帮助我们。
The second question we are going to answer: How do we make disciples?
第二个问题我们要谈的是，我们要如何得门徒。
And the thing I want to say is, Jesus presented his process in making disciples.
我要来说，主耶稣他展示得门徒的途径。
Verse 19 to 20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
19节到20节，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
As I mentioned earlier,
我之前提到了。
What's the main word in these two verses?
在这两节里面，主要的字眼是什么呢
？Make disciples.
得门徒。
That's the focus of the Great Commission.
这个是大使命的一个焦点。
And there are three other participles to support this idea.
还有其他三个分词是来支持这个题目的。
I think both NIV, NASB, and the translation translate it right.
我想很多一些英文的翻译版、新国际版这些翻译是对的。
They translate the first participle as imperative as a command, go.
他们翻译第一个分词是把它翻成是去。
The process in making disciples consists of going.
所以得门徒的途径之一。就是去。
Therefore, 28 verse 19 said, "Therefore, go."
在二十八章十九节说，所以你们要去。
The word "going" is a participle that can carry an imperative meaning.
这一个去的分词呢，它带着极重要的一个意义。
So it's not about as you go.
所以它不是讲到说当你们去。
It's translated as "go."
它翻译说去。
Or maybe I can say we must go to make disciples.
或许我可以说，我们必须要去得门徒。
So that's the second "or" up here.
还有第二个"所有"这样子的一个字眼。
The first "or" is authority.
第一个所有是所有的权柄。
The second all is all people. The target of going is all people.
第二个所有就是所有的人万民，所以我们去的一个目标就是万民。
I think for this part, I think the Chinese Bible translates it better. The Chinese Bible translates it better.
哦，在这个地方，我觉得中文的翻译翻得比较好。
The Greek word "tan ethne," the Chinese translates as people.
在原文希腊文这个字 "ethne"， 中文翻成人。
The NIV and ESV, I really feel that not quite right translate as nations.
新国际版英文新国际版是把它翻成国，我觉得不是太对。
This word is frequently used in the book of Matthew.
这个字在马太福音里面经常被使用。
It can mean just Gentiles, those who are not Jews.
这个字可以指到那些不是犹太人的外邦人。
But there are also times that you also mention as Jews plus the Gentiles.
有时候这个字也可以用来形容犹太人跟外邦人。
Earlier, the Lord commanded His disciples, don't go to the Gentiles, just go to the house of Israel.
在早先，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，不要去到外邦人中，只到以色列家中。
But now he said the target of making disciples are all people.
但是现在主说，我们去的门徒的目标是所有的人。
Reach out to those who are not believers and make disciples.
我们要去接触那一些不是信主的、不是信徒，来使他们成为门徒。
How do we apply today?
我们今天的意义是什么呢?
We have the burden for people.
我们要对人有负担。
I can say the burden for the lost.
我要说对灵魂失丧的人有负担。
You know what is 750,000 miles long?
你知道75万英里长是多长呢?
Reaches around the earth 30 times.
是可以绕这个地球30次。
And grow 20 miles longer every day.
而每天还继续在增长20英里。
Is the length if you line up the people who are not Christians.
这个长度呢，就是非基督徒队伍的长度。
750,000 miles long if you line them up.
75万英里长，如果你把人这样子的排长。
Every year, 30 million people die in the world.
每一年有3000万的人死亡。
That means every day, 82,000.
那就是说每一天。有82,000人死亡。
Every hour, 3,400.
每一个小时有3,400人死亡。
Every minute, 57.
每一分钟有57个人死亡。
Every second, almost one.
几乎就是每一秒钟都有一个人死亡。
Think about that. Since I preach, how many people have passed away?
我们想一想，有多少非基督徒他们就这样子过去了。
Burden for the loss.
对世上灵魂的负担。
The desire to go out and make disciples.
我们有一个想要出去得门徒这样的渴望，去。
But let's not start very far away.
但是我们不用从很远的地方开始。
Let's start right here.
我们可以就从这里开始。
Let's start in New York.
那我们就从纽约开始。
Billy Graham once said that the mission field is in the United States.
格里汉牧师曾经说过说，宣教的工厂就在美国。
There are more Italians in New York City than in Rome.
在纽约市有比罗马更多的意大利人。
More Irish than in Dublin.
在纽约市有更多的爱尔兰，比在都柏林还多。
More Germans than in Berlin.
更多的德国人在纽约市，而不是在柏林。
More Puerto Ricans than in San Juan.
比圣胡安更多的波多黎各人在纽约市。
You know one tenth of the Jewish population is in New York. One tenth.
你知道世上十分之一的犹太人都集中在纽约市吗？
God has brought the mission field to us.
神已经把宣教的工厂带到我们身边了。
Mind you, I'm from New Jersey.
我是从新纽泽西来了。
And you're in New York.
那你们是在纽约州。
That's your prime responsibility. They're nearby, right?
这是你们最主要的责任。
Go.
去。
Well, if you just go to nearby, then that many people outside there.
你们就在邻近的地方，很多人都在那里。
There is a terminology called the 10-40 window.
有一个词讲到10-40之窗。
It's about the earth, 10 degrees north and 40 degrees south.
它讲到说10度跟40度。
And he mentioned about the target group of missions today.
他讲到说我们宣教的一个目标的地方。
The four main groups of people.
有四个主要的团体。
Muslims.
穆斯林。
Hindus.
印度。
Buddhists.
佛教徒。
And the non-religious in China.
在中国的无神者。
So we need to reach out to people nearby.
我们可以向邻近的人来传福音。
We also need to reach out to people in the 1040 window.
我们也需要向这个十四时之窗这个地点里面的人来传福音。
Praise the Lord that we send our mission team to Taiwan. That's great.
感谢神，我们教会有差派短宣队到台湾。
I long to see the day when this church send missions into the 1040 window.
我很盼望看到有一天这个教会也可以差派短宣队到这十四时之窗的地方。
Let me say, send mission team to Taiwan is great.
让我说，把短宣队派到台湾是很棒的。
But send missionaries to these four religious groups is greater.
但是把短宣队送拆到这四个团体的人当中是更好的。
Send mission team into Taiwan is good.
把短宣队送到台湾是好。
But send mission team into 1040 window is the best.
把短宣队拆派到这十四时之窗的地方
是更好。We don't just wait for people to come to New York City.
我们不要只等人来到纽约市。
We have to do what? We have to go and reach out to them.
我们自己必须要去接触他们。
So in making disciples, we have to go.
所以等门徒我们必须要去。
The second word that we appear is the process in making disciples consists of baptizing.
等门徒的途径也包括施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Is baptism an option? Is baptism an option?
施洗是不是一个选择呢？
It's no, it's mandatory.
不是的，这是一个命令。
Sometimes I find very frustrating for the last 10 years, especially in evangelism.
在过去十年当中，在福音布道上面，我觉得有一点沮丧。
To lead people to Christ is getting more difficult.
我们要把人带到耶稣基督面前是越来越难。
You know what is most difficult than leading people to Christ?
你知道比把人带到基督面前更难的事情是什么吗？
Is to persuade them to get baptized.
那就是要说服他们受洗。
For many people, baptism is like a graduation time.
对很多人来讲，受洗就好像是毕业。
It's another decision you have to make after you become a Christian.
这个好像是你成为基督徒以后，另外要做决定的一个问题。
I asked one time, you know, a brother, do you want to get baptized? No, I'm not ready.
有一次我问一个弟兄说，你要受洗吗？他说没有，我还没有准备好。
I'm not ready to come to church regularly.
我还没有预备好要很固定的来教会。
I'm not decided whether I will give 1/10 for my tithing.
我还没有决定好我是不是要奉献十分之一。
But baptism is not a thing that you do after you become a more serious Christian.
但是受洗并不是说你成为基督徒以后还要更严肃的去考虑的事情。
In contrast, baptism is an outward expression of an inward transformation.
相反的，受洗乃是你一个内心有一个更新改变之后的外在表现。
Baptism symbolizes the death, burial, and resurrection with Jesus Christ.
受洗象征着我们与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Let's emphasize something.
让我们来强调一些事。
Beside people accepting Christ, let's emphasize the need for them to get baptized.
我们要来强调受洗的重要。
I'm not afraid to tell them that if you really believe, you should not say, "I believe, but I don't want to get baptized." It's contradictory, right?
我不怕这样对人说，如果你相信耶稣基督，你就是一定要受洗。
It's amazing that in the Bible, believe and get baptized is hand in hand.
很奇妙，在圣经里看到相信跟受洗是在一起的。
So the process of making disciples consists of going.
所以得门徒的途径包括去。
Baptizing.
施洗。
And the last word is it also consists of teaching.
最后一点是包括教导。
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
The third all, right?
第三个，所有的。
First is all authority.
第一个是所有的权柄。
The second is all people.
第二个是所有的人万民。
The third all is all I have commanded you.
第三个所有是所有我所吩咐你们的。
If I can say going to make disciples is outreach,
如果我说去得门徒是一个外展，
I can say teaching is inreach.
那我也可以说教导就是一个内展。
I think that is very vital for us to, for us as we make disciples.
对我来讲，得门徒是很重要的。
We need outreach.
我们需要外展。
Reaching out to those who are not Christians.
出去外面接触到那些非基督徒。
We also need what?
我们还需要什么？
We need to enrich every member here. We reach what is inside of them.
我们也需要内展，我们要接触到我们中间的人。
What is the content of this enrich?
这个内展的内容是什么呢？
This enrich is about obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个内展就是讲到遵从、遵行耶稣的教导。
Teach them.
教导他们。
All I have commanded you.
凡耶稣所吩咐我们的。
So how do we apply to our church today?
对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
I hope there are many wives in our meetings.
我希望在我们聚集当中有很多个妻子。
But not the kind of wives you are thinking about.
但是不是我们所想的妻子。
W-I-F-E.
英文 这五个字母是妻子的意思，很
亲。In all your meetings.
在我们所有的聚会当中。
I hope you have wife.
我希望你都有妻子。
W stand for the word of God.
第一个字母 W 是指的神的话。
If in any meeting you don't teach about the word of God, it's not a church meeting, right?
在任何的聚会当中，如果我们不传讲神的话，那这个就不是一个聚集了。
I stand for intercession.
第二个字母 I 是提到代祷。
You pray.
你祷告。
Pray for yourself and pray for one another.
你为自己祷告，也为他人祷告。
F stand for fellowship.
第三个字母 F 是讲到团契或者交通。
Heart feeling sharing.
我们用心灵上面来交通。
Guess E is for what?
猜猜看 E 第四个字母是什么？
Evangelism.
福音布道。
I hope this is your aim of all your teaching.
我希望这些都是你们教导的目标。
That you can find a wife in all your meetings.
所以你可以在你的聚集当中找到妻子。
Word of God.
神的话。
Intercession prayer.
代祷
fellowship,
团契
and evangelism,
福音布道
provide solid teaching,
这一些都提供了一个坚固的教导。
What do you mean by solid teaching?
坚固的教导是指什么呢？
I think all teaching should be instructional.
我认为所有的教导都是应该是指导性的。
Teach,
教导
Sunday school,
主日学
Special seminars,
特别的讲座
Instructional,
教导性的。
Tell people what is biblical and what is not biblical.
教导弟兄姐妹什么是属圣经的，什么是不属圣经的。
Solid teaching is also holistic.
坚固的教导也是整全性的。
What do you mean by holistic?
整全性什么意思呢？
All Jesus has commanded you.
凡耶稣所教导我们的。
Sometimes it's difficult.
很多时候是很难的。
Even as simple as asking members to forgive one another is very challenging.
就像我们叫弟兄姐妹能够彼此饶恕，都是很困难、很坚强、很挑战的。
To apply the Sermon on the Mount to Christian ethics is not easy. To apply the Sermon on the Mount, 登山宝训 to Christian ethics is challenging.
如果我们要应用神在山上登山宝训的教导，在我们的生活里面，这是很挑战的。
But the third thing I want you to pay attention.All teaching, I have to go back. All teaching, where am I now? All teaching should be transformational.
第三点是，所有的教导都是应该有更新性的。
Don't make all your members become theologians only.
不要把弟兄姐妹教导成神学家。
Solid teaching should transform life, right?
坚固的教导是应该能够更新变化生命的。
You cannot be touched by the word of the Lord and still remain the same.
你不能听了，你不会说听了神的话被感动了，但是你还是一样没有改变。
So have wife.
所以你要有妻子。
Solid teaching.
要有坚固的教导。
Instructional.
要有指导性的。
Holistic.
整全性的。
And what transformational?
更新性的。
Then you say, Pastor, it's too difficult. It's impossible.
你可以说牧师这太难了，不可能的。
It's not mission possible. It's mission impossible.
这不是不可能使命。也不是不可能的任务。
That's why the third question is very important. How can we make disciples?
所以接下来我们来讲很重要的第三点，就是我们要如何能够得门徒。
Jesus promised his constant presence.
耶稣应许在得门徒中同在。
And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
When you say always, it means constant.
当耶稣说长就是指 持续的。
As I mentioned earlier, I like the original language. Always is all the days, and that's the last and the fourth all.
如同我先前提过的，我喜欢原来的原文讲到常常就是所有的日子。
Matthew was very deliberate in using the word all. Do you realize?
马太是很谨慎的用所有这个字在他的福音书中。
Sometimes I feel that being a pastor is very lonely. Not only that, only that I'm alone, I'm lonely.
很多时候我觉得当一个牧者是很孤单的。
But I can be alone.
但是我可以是单独的。
But I don't need to be lonely.
我可以是单独，但是我不需要是孤单的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the Lord with us all the days.
因为主每一日都与我们同在。
Is it the theme in Matthew?
这个是马太福音的主题吗？
Matthew go back to chapter 1. He mentioned what's the name of Jesus.
如果我们回到马太第一章，马太提到耶稣的名字是什么呢？
His name is Emmanuel.
他的名字是以马内利。
You translate what's the meaning of Emmanuel?
以马内利的翻译就是
God with us.
神与我们同在。
Do you realize it's really a great conclusion? Matthew tie up everything together.
你们有没有看到这是一个很棒的一个结论呢？
Not only his presence is constant.
不止耶稣的同在是持续的。
God, Jesus also promised His everlasting presence.
耶稣也应许他的永远的同在。
To the end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
Jesus promised to be with us till the end.
耶稣应许跟我们同在直到世界的末了。
When I prepared the sermon, I found one very interesting thing.
当我在预备今天的讲章的时候，发现一件很有趣的事。
The Great Commission is mentioned, also in other Gospels and also in the Book of Acts.
大使命这样的一个使命在别的福音书中还有使徒行传里面也提到。
And many times they also always mention that there are people who doubt.
但是在提到这个大使命之前呢，都会提到有一些人他们怀疑。
Is it possible that you see the resurrected Christ right in front of you and you still doubt it?
你已经看到复活的主在你面前了，然后你还怀疑可能会这样子吗？
But that's a reality.
但是这是一个事实。
Matthew was very deliberately mentioned that those who accept the order, they are very ordinary, they have their own weaknesses.
马太提到这些接受耶稣使命的人，其实他们都是很普通的人。
What makes them special?
但是什么让他们变成很特别呢？
What give them the ability to carry out the order to make disciples?
是什么给他们特别的能力来实行主给他们的使命呢？
The key is the presence.Of our Lord.
就是神应许同在。
Let me apply it today.
让我来把它应用到今天的生活里。
Let me tell you the story of Campbell Morgan.
让我来告诉你摩根坎贝尔的故事。
For those who are Bible scholars like me and Brother George, you know who Campbell Morgan is?
如果你是圣经的学者，像我或者像 George, 你就会知道这个人物了。
People call him the Prince.Of Bible studies,
人们叫他为读查经的王子。
Just like Spurgeon was called the Prince of Preaching,
就好像我们说讲道的王子。
I want to tell you a different story.
但是我要告诉你一个另外的故事。
Early in his Christian life, he would read the Bible to some elderly ladies.
在他做基督徒的早期，他常常跟一些年长的女士读圣经。
When they read to verse 20.
当他读到马太福音二十八章二十节的时候，
He will ask the elder lady, "Isn't it a wonderful promise?"
他会问那些年老的长者说，这个不是一个很美好的应许吗？
One of the ladies quickly answered.
有一个女士很快的回答他，
"Young man,
年轻人，
it's not just a promise.
这不只是一个应许而已，
it is a fact.
这是一个事实。
Amen.
阿门吗？
The presence of our Lord.
主的同在。
Well, I think one story is not enough. Let me tell you another story that I really like.
我想一个故事还不够，我要再告诉你们另外一个我很喜欢的故事。
Let me tell you the story of William Carey.
让我告诉你 克里威廉的故事。
Somebody called him the greatest missionary since Apostle Paul.
有人称他为保罗之后最伟大的宣教士。
People nicknamed him the father of modern missions movement.
他的小名叫做现代宣教运动的之父。
He was born in 1761.
他在1761年出生。
And he died in 1834.
他在1834年的时候去世。
He left to India as a missionary in 1793.
他在1793年的时候去到印度当宣教士。
He would never return home again. He died in India.
在那之后，他从来没有再回到他的家乡，他就死在印度。
Well, he was poor.With only a grammar school education.
他只有文法学校这样的教育程度而已。
And yet he translated the Bible in dozens of languages and dialects.
但是他却把圣经翻译成数十种的语言跟方言。
He established schools and mission stations all over India.
他在印度各地设立了学校还有宣教站。
Somebody called him this long little man.
有些人称他为孤独的小人物。
With a bald head, because he had a sickness, he lost his hair at a young age.
他在他年轻的时候，因为生病的关系，几乎变成秃头。
If you look at his resume,
如果你看他的履历
，education minimal,
他的教育是极小、极少的。
Degrees none,
他的学历没有。
Savings depleted,
他的存折用尽了。
Political influence nil,
他在政治上面的影响没有。
References a band of country preachers half a world away.
他的推荐人是世界另一端的一群乡村传道人。
What is his resources and weapon?
他的资源跟武器是什么呢
？A weapon, love.
就是爱。
A desire to bring the light of God into darkness.
一个想要把神的光带到黑暗中的一个热情。
A strategy to proclaim by life, lips, and letters the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他的传福音的策略就是借着他的生活，借着他的嘴唇，借着文字，把基督传给人。
There were times he entered in a great depth of depression.
他也曾经陷入一个极深的沮丧之中。
He buried two wives.
他埋葬了两个妻子。
No, he didn't marry two wives at the same time. He married different times, but they both died. He buried them.
他没有在同一个时间娶了两个太太，他在不同的时间结婚，但是。埋葬了两个太太。
He buried three of his children.
他也埋葬了他三个儿女。
He lost more of his hair due to illness in his early 20s.
在他二十来岁的时候，因为一场疾病，让他几乎成为秃头。
He served in India for 41 years, never taking a furlough.
他在印度服侍了41年，从来没有请过假。
He did not baptize his first Indian convert until his 7th year on the field.
他在印度宣教到七年之后，才帮第一个信徒施洗。
His secret.
他的秘密是什么呢
？His promise.
就是这个应许。
And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这个应许。
Well, time is short. I come to my conclusion.
时间不够了，我们现在来到这个结论。
Today's topic is making.Is make disciples.
今天讲到的题目是得门徒。
Jesus proclaimed his power in his command.
耶稣在他的吩咐当中来宣告他的权柄。
He arranged.
他事先安排了。
On a mountain.
在山上。
In where?
在哪里
？Galilee of the Gentiles.
在外邦的加利利。
With all his authority.
用他的权柄。
Jesus presented his process in making disciples.
耶稣展示得门徒的途径。
The process consists of going.
这个途径包括去。
The process also consists of baptizing.
这个途径也包括施洗。
The process also consists of teaching.
这个途径也包括教导。
Wise and solid teaching.
妻子这个字，还有坚固的教导。
Last but not least, Jesus promises presence in making disciples.
最后也是最重要的是耶稣应许在得门徒当中与我们同在。
Jesus promises constant presence.
耶稣应许他持续的同在。
He also promises everlasting presence.
耶稣也应许永远的同在。
And that's a presence that we can cling to today.
那是一个我们可以抓住的一个同在。
You can be alone.
你可以是单独的。
But you don't need to be lonely.
但是你不需要是孤独的。
Because Jesus is Emmanuel.
因为耶稣是神与我们同在。
Meaning God with us.
意思就是神与我们同在。
May we enjoy this exciting process of make disciples.
愿意这个同在成为我们能够去得门徒的一个喜乐。
Experience power.
去经历他的能力。
Go through the process.
来经历这一切。
Experience his presence with us.
经历神的同在。
Let's pray.
让我来祷告。主，我们感谢你。主，你把这样宝贵的救恩赐给我们每一个人，但是你也教导我们，我们不要独自来享受这样的恩典，我们要去把这样的恩典来分享出去，把这样的恩典来让人知道。主，但是你也知道我们是胆怯的，我们可能觉得自己能力不够，因此主，你不只给我们这样一个使命，你给我们应许，当我们愿意照着你的话语去行的时候，你要与我们同在，你要把你的能力赐给我们，你要让我们能够经历你，你要让我们能够看见为你得人的喜乐跟果效。主，我们谢谢你今天借着牧师的分享来激励我们，来提醒我们。主，也求你让我们在这里的每一个人，我们都能够领受圣灵的感动，我们听见了我们就愿意去行。主，在我们当中如果还有不认识你的，愿意他们今天能够听见，成为你门徒是一个多有福分的一个事情。当我们成为你的门徒的时候，表示我们不只领受了救恩，我们更领受了主你给我们的能力，有这样的使命能够去行。主，谢谢你，祝福你自己的话语也在我们每个人身上做感动，做引导的工作。我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
I must admit, when God laid this passage upon my heart, I was quite scared.
我要承认说，当神把这样一个信息放在我的心里面的时候，其实我很害怕。
What do I have to preach that this church has not had before, right? What I have to say something new that this church has not had before?
因为这样的一个信息在教会里面并不是新的信息。
But I'm thankful. In starting, I learned so many things. It's there already.
但是我很感谢神，在我预备的时候，其实我学到很多。
And that's the joy of studying the word of the Lord. Amen.
这个就是研读神话语的喜乐。阿门吗？
Yeah, thank you for a good translation.